I'd like to reconvene the August 2010 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Let the record reflect we do have a quorum. Mr. Bowden will be in shortly. Next item on the agenda is Baylor Ground Adjustment, Namani Bay, Westmoreland County.
Good afternoon. This is a case being heard under the Engineering Surveying Department. It is a request to the Commission to approve an adjustment of the Baylor Ground, which was, this ground was originally created by an act of assembly in April 2nd, 1902. We are requesting to adjust encroachment of this line on upland parcels. We believe this is in line with the code, Chapter 5, 28.2553, which allows for the Commission to reestablish the lines of Baylor. The subject area is in Namani Bay in Westmoreland County. It's right in this area of Namani Bay, right at the Virginia-Maryland line. This is our GIS with our Oyster Ground lease parcels and public ground superimposed. Again, it is this piece of public ground right here in Namani Bay. As I noted, this was initially authorized by the General Assembly. The enabling legislation stated as follows: whereas through neglect of duty, mistake, or inadvertence, no survey whatever was made of the natural oyster beds, rocks, or shoals in Namani or Curryoman Bays within the limits of the county of Westmoreland, as directed and provided by Act aforesaid, and whereas the said natural oyster beds and shoals have ever since the passage of said act and from time immemorial been used and enjoyed by citizens of the Commonwealth for the taking and catching of oysters without interference from dispute until application was recently made for said natural oyster beds and shoals, etc. So therefore, what the General Assembly did was took action to basically authorize the public rocks in Westmoreland County and Namani and Curryoman Bays to be established. It set out a mechanism to do that with some local oyster inspectors and a surveyor, and basically directed that a survey and plat be made of those. We have had some difficulty in determining the actual original survey, but we did find records of a Fred Rudiger map in 1932 that clearly showed this area as it's been on our maps ever since. We believe that to be reflective of a survey as was authorized by the General Assembly. Also in the Code of Virginia, under Chapter 5, Article 4, 28.2553, it does note the Commission may reestablish, relocate, and remark all lines of Baylor, which cannot otherwise be relocated because of loss or destruction of previous marks. Additionally, under Chapter 5, Article 4, 28.2551, the Code also notes that the surveys of the public oyster beds and rocks, shoals, and commonwealths of Virginia referred to this in this section shall not extend inshore of the mean low water mark or such body of water, notwithstanding any survey plat or markers to the contrary. We did discover that a portion of this ground actually goes across the upland. The current boundary that's shown on our map goes inshore to this point, and then goes in here across this upland parcel back to this corner at the Virginia-Maryland line. As you can see, that encompasses some upland parcels. This has been verified in the field. We GPS'd the coordinates, took one out in a boat, and these corners definitely hit on land. This one actually goes through somebody's house. We don't believe that there's any significant oyster resources in the area that we're recommending be removed from the Baylor, and due to its shallow depth and a number of pier structures and groins along the shoreline. Additionally, another section of the code, 28.2556, notes related to erosion control structures, stipulates that the public oyster beds, rocks, and shoals shall not include any area needed for erosion control structures if the Commission, after considering the comments of Virginia Institute of Marine Science, Department of Conservation and Recreation, and any other relevant evidence, finds that there is erosion at the site. Such erosion is contributing to sediment of public waters or degradation of water quality, and the project is technically environmentally acceptable way to control erosion at the site unless the Baylor ground is productive. As noted, we don't believe the ground is productive in this area, and if we move this line, it will basically solve some issues of a whole bunch of groins along this shoreline, some of which don't have permits, some of which we believe were permitted, probably not in conjunction with this section of the code properly. It will basically kind of alleviate that problem at the same time, in addition to the part that's clearly up on land. So that's the explanation. What we're proposing is to move from this existing corner and go straight to the corner at the Virginia-Maryland line. It would eliminate two existing corners, and this area right here would be removed from the Baylor. This would be the new configuration of this additional public ground, as described in the enabling legislation. But it is to be treated the same as Baylor, pursuant to the code. This is the change in acreage. Currently, it's 195.69. The revised area would be 187.45, and that is our recommendation to the commission. We will change our map to reflect that if it's approved.
Any questions by members of the commission for Mr. Stagg?
Basically,
Holland.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We're removing how many acres there? About 8 acres, roughly.
Well, if you consider what's up in somebody's yard, right. Maybe, right?
Yeah, some of it's on land, so that's actually, if you go around the boundary of the existing, some of which is already on land, which is contrary to the code to start with.
Okay.
I didn't try to figure the exact amount.
We're bringing it in a straight line.
But it's, yes, but it's okay. It's less than 8 acres.
Okay.
Of actual subaqueous bottom to change.
Okay. Further questions? This is not a public hearing, but at the same time, I see a number of folks from up in that area. Does anyone wish to comment or have any problem with what Ben's decided to do or asking the commission to do? Okay, the matter's before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I'd offer a motion to accept staff's recommendation to amend the public grant.
Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. We'll have public comments here shortly, but what I wanted to do before we started is I've received a letter from the most distinguished Doug Jenkins of the Virginia Twin Rivers Watermen's Association indicating that he's not going to seek office again to the office of president, which I am sad to hear, but do understand why. As many years as Doug has put in here and dedicated service and meetings up and down the road many, many nights, I think he's gone above and beyond the call of duty and has done a great job in the protection of the resource and promotion of the resource. He's asked that Wayne, would you stand up for me, please? That Wayne France be served, and he has agreed. Wayne serves on some of the advisory committees at Potomac River Fisheries Commission. Wayne's joined with the son here. You want to have him stand up? Good afternoon. Good to have you here. And what we'll be doing basically is putting you on the mailing list and taking up those responsibilities that I hope you can do half as well as Doug did, because he deserves a lot of credit. Okay, thank you all very much. Thank you, Doug.